When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies.
I gave Cakes the face the last segment with our argument. Did you notice?
Not
that?
At all.
Did you notice?
My face is very cheery and upbeat. It's a victory Monday.
He got a little defensive. He's getting a little defensive.
It's the defensive face.
Yeah.
And he wasn't too bad.
I still stand by my position.
I know you do.
Yeah. I
disagree, but
the problem is you won't apply that rationale to the rest of the league. So if you apply just the 9-game logic, Sam Darnold would be better than Patrick Mahomes.
I'll give you another example.
Baker Mayfield would be better than Patrick Mahomes. There'd probably be 20 quarterbacks would be better than Patrick Mahomes based on that logic.
Last year, Dak Prescott statistics, you can look them up if you want. They pooed on Mahomes. Who's a better quarterback?
Who was the first name?
Dak.
Dakota Prescott. I don't even know if that's his first name. Is his first name Dakota?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Never been a big Dak guy. I'm a big Jaden guy.
That's not the question.
I know that's not a great.
My question was, who's a better quarterback, Dak or Patrick Mahomes?
The problem is, he knows the answer. Okay. The problem is that his brain is a little warped. There's no warped. Doubt about
he's
it.
He's turning into a huge Commander fan based on these arguments.
Well, he definitely is.
He's warped because of the fantasy.
The fantasy. So, he's putting so much stock in rushing yards from a quarterback.
Okay, but.
I think is a valuable thing.
It's a major
but
weapon.
It's one
it's super
aspect.
Valuable.
And it's
I just
one
feel
aspect.
Like the people just completely devalue the rushing when it's just as valuable as passing yards and passing production. I've said this for years. If you give me 30 touchdowns, I don't care if you've rushed for 25 of them and throw for 5 of them. You're still getting 30 touchdowns. You're still getting massive production. So I feel like there's a bias against rushing production from quarterbacks where it just gets pushed aside. It's just rushing production.
No,
still
I think it's important.
Still valuable.
I think it's important. I just think you just prioritize it maybe a little more.
I don't think so. I think I prioritize it the absolute correct amount.
I'm not saying it's not valuable. It's certainly valuable. It's a valuable asset.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is if you look at the last 15 quarterbacks, Super Bowl champion quarterbacks.
Again, you're getting caught up in what these people have done previously. I am throwing out everything Patrick Mahomes has done before game one of this season.
It wasn't that long ago. It was 1 year ago.
I don't think Jason's not understanding Kicks' argument.
I am understanding
games
it.
1-9
he's saying
of this season
he's,
only.
He's saying this year, Jaden Daniels statistically is having a better year than Mahomes.
Just take
I agree with that.
Just show if I showed you the stats for player A and player B, and player A is Jaden Daniels, and player B is Patrick Mahomes.
I'm agreeing with you.
That's a different argument that Cakes is also making.
Yeah,
because Cakes is also saying if he had to start an expansion team
more,
today
that,
and all quarterbacks
that
were available,
I don't care about as much. That's whatever. That's goofy sports talk radar. Oh, if you start the franchise, I don't care about that one as much. I'm talking about 1-9 games of this year, Jaden Daniels is better in basically every aspect than Patrick Mahomes. And am I saying
statistically,
is that going to continue?
Yeah, but I don't even think you can argue that.
So is Baker Mayfield, Kirk Cousins, Sam Darnold.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes is having a pretty bad year for a team that's off to a 7-0
But what I think Jason's upset with, you wouldn't say that Patrick Mahomes is the 25th best quarterback in the league, would you?
No. But I'm just saying,
but if you just apply the same logic, you probably would end up there.
You might.
He only has 8 touchdowns and 9 interceptions.
I don't want to muddy the waters with other quarterbacks.
Valdez,
I'm talking about
Jamie
and Patrick Mahomes.
I understand what he's saying statistically, and I would agree with him. Who is having a better statistical year, Patrick Mahomes or Jayden Daniels? It's obviously Daniels. But who's the better quarterback is a totally different question.
Well, what for what tenure? Are you saying, like,
who
all time?
It's more just a judgment thing. Who's the better quarterback?
Games 1-9 this year, Jayden Daniels is the better quarterback of the two.
Statistically, yes.
Yeah. So is Sam Darnold.
Who would you take win a game now?
Yeah. And you would disagree with all of those.
Who would you take
Patrick
to win
Mahomes.
I think you would take Patrick Mahomes.
That's why I threw out last year's statistical comparison. Dak Prescott's stats.
I know, and I would say between weeks 1-17, Dak was a better quarterback statistically than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, but he's not the more talented player.
He wasn't born the more talented player. If I have a life or death game and I have to pick a quarterback to quarterback basically for my life, I would take Patrick Mahomes. I wouldn't take Jayden Daniels.
Or Dak Prescott.
Right, yeah. I agree.
But I just...
But Cakes
that's because
Jake.
He. That's because right now he is the better player.
I just don't... I think there's a disconnect between the arguments that's going on.
Ultimately, Cakes could be proven right. It's just that the body of work is not big enough for Jason to buy in. Ultimately, he could be proven right. Jayden could go down better than Patrick Mahomes.
Well, hold on. Do you think Jayden is special? That's an important word to me.
He seems to be a very... He's incredibly talented. Yes.
Yeah. Special. Probably special.
You want me to use that word?
Yeah.
Why? No. Now I'm going to be in drab. I'm not going to use that word.
You're team drab.
Because no one is using common sense in this room.
Anybody.
I'm using common sense.
No. Nobody. When you say Jayden Daniels is the better quarterback because he's got more rushing yards.
No, I'm not saying that. He's saying that.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
I'm not saying that.
He's got less picks.
He's got a better quarterback rating. Give me the metric. Jayden is beating him this year.
Statistically, yes. I'm agreeing with that.
Except in one.
But in every sport,
one of the quarterbacks has an undefeated team. And
okay, I don't care about the quarterback.
Okay, so did Patrick Mahomes have anything to do with Super Bowl wins?
Again, I don't care. You can do quarterback wins all day long.
It's part of the equation.
It's not part of my
equation.
And you've
used it many times in the equation.
I have not.
Yes, you have, because you've talked about Super Bowl wins and rings.
Well, who's more responsible for the 7 wins? Jayden Daniels with the Commanders or Patrick Mahomes with the Chiefs?
Well,
I would make the argument
Jayden Daniels has been more instrumental in the 7 wins for the Commanders than Mahomes has been. Mahomes has been carried by his defense this season.
Okay, I mean, there's 22 players on the field, so a lot has happened.
I've watched a couple of games.
And to defend Mahomes, he has not had the best run out as far as they brought in Hollywood Brown. He's done nothing. Xavier Worthy was drafted high. He's been hit or miss.
His best receiver got hurt. Kelsey,
Pacheco goes out.
Kelsey was a big fatty in the first few weeks and couldn't get open. Now he finally is.
I don't know. Mahomes, just watching this year, statistics are down for sure. He reminds me of some of Tom Brady's years where he just finds a way to win.
Right.
When you need that play, he makes that play. By the way, it's Rain Dakota Prescott.
Oh, it's Dakota, right?
But his first name is actually Rain.
Mm, didn't know that. Doesn't make him a better quarterback.
We can move on.
That's fine.
I could tell he got the face.
I don't think he had the face, but I think he maybe has it now.
My face couldn't be
happening. Now he doesn't have it.
My face is fine.
Your eyes show that you're a little flustered.
You had it last segment.
I need to go to my doctor and get the most potent eye drops ever.
I don't think you were flustered after the first set of Bishop attacks, but I think you weren't ready for round two.
I wasn't attacking him.
There's no attacks here.
We just disagree.
We have different positions.
I'm just saying he's special. I'm not willing to go onto that island where Cakes is. That
special.
He's number one on my overall board, or, you know, if I had to pick a quarterback today. I don't know about all that. I just know the kid's special, and 10 years from now, it's going to all be obvious.
So hold on, if you go 10 years from now and Jayden Daniels doesn't have a Super Bowl ring, are you bitter?
I mean, I think we'll be in the hunt, but I don't think you have to have a Super Bowl ring to be special. Dan Marino was special. You don't have to have a Super Bowl ring.
But it would be nice.
But I think, put it this way, it's the first time that I've thought about Super Bowls again.
like as a possibility in our future.
He's really good. Could he end up being, you know, an all-time great? Yes. He's special. He's talented that way. Could he end up, like, Philip Rivers might be a Hall of Famer, borderline. He never made a Super Bowl. Yeah. Would that be a good run to be Philip Rivers, right?
Philip Rivers is kind of like Gaylord Perry. Like, I don't know. He's like an old man.
Classic compiler.
Philip Rivers. It was good. Always very good.
Okay. I'm saying that would still be a good run.
Oh yeah. I mean, I would love to have Philip Rivers' career.
Yeah, but like Justin Herbert's special, isn't he? And he hasn't really had.
Justin Herbert's very good. I put him
as pretty good. I don't know about special.
I think my guy's a little bit more special.
I know, but
my guy's a little bit more of a unicorn.
And I think a lot of people would say Justin Herbert is special.
Okay.
And Jane Daniels could have a very similar career arc to Justin Herbert.
Maybe. I just think my guy's a little bit more of a unicorn.
I just think
Herbert, 10 touchdowns, one pick this year.
Great.
Harbaugh likes to run the football.
He might start
having some postseason success.
I don't know. I guess we just differ on the whole analysis.
Let's focus on Pittsburgh a little bit because I don't care about them. But I'm looking at, I mean, I'm not in the business of disrespecting Pittsburgh because I think they're legit. So I'm not going to say they're the Steelers, right? I'm not going to do that. They're legit.
You can't do that with them.
I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know if I feel confident going into this game. But I'll say this. They beat the Falcons in week one when Kirk looked like ass. He looked like he had first game in 25 years.
Also remember, okay? Different quarterback.
They beat the Broncos. Mm-hmm. Okay. They're nothing. Yeah. The Chargers, okay. Maybe that's a good one. I don't really know. They lost to the Colts. They lost to the Cowboys. They beat the Raiders, one of the worst teams I've ever seen. They beat the Jets. And Aaron Rodgers has been all over the place this year. And they beat the Giants. I'm not sure they have a win on there that I'd be super proud of. I mean, maybe the Chargers?
There may be a different team the last 2 weeks with Russell Wilson.
I don't even know what to make of this team. I actually don't know, other than they have a great coach, right?
They got a Hall of Fame defensive end.
Couldn't you do the same thing
about us?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
Definitely could.
Except I think our guy's more special. I think we have a unicorn. I'm not sure they have a unicorn.
Right, but Russell Wilson has given
a game changer.
Russell Wilson has given them a dimension that they didn't have with Justin Fields.
And shockingly, Najee Harris has been really good like the past two or three games since Russ took over. Look, like, I'm worried about the rushing attack, what they're going to do to the Commanders.
It's going to be the rushing attack and Pickens.
Yeah, Pickens is a handful.
But
He's really good.
I actually would argue in this particular instance, we'll have the best player on the field.
It's hard to argue
so
that.
So offensively,
I'm
you will.
I'm not going to argue against it. Yeah. You know that.
I think we have the best player on the field. So I think that obviously gives us, we have a fighting chance.
But on the flip side, if you just flip-flopped the schedules and you went, look at who the Steelers beat. Mm-hmm. They beat the Giants.
Yeah.
They beat the Bengals, who are down. They beat the Cardinals. Who are the Cardinals? They beat the Browns, who suck. They beat the Panthers, who suck. They beat the Bears. I mean, you'd say the same thing about them.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm not.
You'd say, what is the one game on there?
We don't have any track record of anything. The only thing I'll say is that I just think we have a special player.
Yes, okay. Jaden may be the
best
player, but TJ Watt's probably the second best.
Oh, he's the best defensive player on the
team. He's got six sacks.
I can't argue that.
He's got four forced fumbles.
We have the best offense player.
Yeah, I was going to say, you better change that to offense, because I think TJ Watt, in terms of overall player ranking.
Yeah, Highsmith's really good, too.
TJ Watt's great.
Here's what we have to hope for, EB. Jaden Daniels sees TJ Watt just runs away from him. Scoots away like he did from Brian Burns.
I don't know if he'll be able to. Maybe.
I'm just hoping he can.
If he sees him coming, I think he can.
After this argument, I can't have Jaden stub his toe against the Steelers. Like, he's got to be at least.
He might.
At least pretty good. He's got to be at least pretty good.
He's been pretty much pretty good every game.
I'd love spectacular, but I don't know if we're going to get spectacular against the Steelers' defense.
All right, let's make a couple of these calls. I know we got to go to break. Let's take out a couple of these calls. Let's go to Josh in Upper Marlboro. Josh, what's up?
I've seen enough, fellas, and I'm just livid. Johnny Cakes Auville is not only the most correct junkie in the room. Do not let them bully you, Cakes. He's also the biggest Commanders fan. EB, I'm
done
with you, dude.
He's a bigger fan than the EB.
You're all mealy mouth, EB. I'm not willing to go that far. I don't even know if
I said he's special. I'm not saying I would take him over Patrick Mahomes.
He's trying to get us all to.
No. I'm just saying I'm not sure I would take him over Mahomes.
No, stop with the I'm just saying, and I'm not sure. We have a GOAT possibility here, man. We have
I agree with that.
I don't. So if you agree with that, stop calling the Giants a trap game. Stop saying that.
I didn't say it was a trap game. I said on paper it might be.
Don't,
but I still picked
leave.
Us.
But you can't have it both way, EB. You can't.
That's
say
his specialty.
That
he likes to cover all bases.
Well, I don't think that these things
so
are sure things.
So, Josh, you're saying Cakes is the biggest Redskins slash Commander fan in the room now.
First off, Jason, do not you can't get one up on EB here because you're over there claiming to be a reasonable person, and you're still half a Drake May mark and a 49ers fan, so you can't have credit either. I'm not gonna. I know you're trying to get a little bump here. But you can't have credit either.
I like Drake May, but I'm not saying Drake May is better than Jaden Daniels. I mean, I'm not going there.
You're not an insane person.
You did about 2 months ago, though.
They're doing it.
I said it would take a bit.
I know. It's hard, Josh.
Plenty of time. He might be.
You're right.
Did you watch the last play?
Right. He's the biggest Commanders fan in the room. EB, you're starting to make me think you didn't sign that kid's baseball like you just said last week, man. Because
Josh with the recall.
I think there wasn't there a picture of somebody tweeted that your wife was indeed wearing khakis?
Yeah. Rich and Oldie just tweeted it. Dina Bickle wearing khakis. They're white.
I can't tell from the picture. I mean,
I
know.
Wow. Somebody's,
you can interpret as khakis.
I can just tell you, I know which. Those are not khakis.
Hey, who would have thought that Team 7-2 and fans are turning on each other?
That's right. It's a mutiny. That's
not turning on.
No, you're not a big fan. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, Cakes is the biggest
fan. Who knew this would happen?
800-636-1067. We'll come back with more here on The Junkie.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back on a Victory Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. Coming up later in the day on Grant and Danny, Chris Rodriguez will join the boys at 3 p.m. So Chris Rodriguez, who came off the practice squad, filled in for Brian Robinson admirably, will join the boys at 3 p.m. So you don't want to miss that on Grant and Danny.
Excellent time now for Chasing 895. Alex Ovechkin scored twice this weekend, including goal number 860 of his career in a Capitals loss to the Hurricanes yesterday. The Capitals scored two goals in a 33-second span to close out the first period and take a 2-1 lead, but the Hurricanes didn't allow another goal in their 4-2 win. Ovi's just 35 goals away from passing the great one.
Blue line to Carlson. Pulling it in toward the dots. Got to get something here. Across to Ovechkin. Touch pass to Carlson. And Ovechkin scores! A shot from the left side! The hammer from the office with 44 seconds left here in the first period. Here tied at one, and Alex Ovechkin does it again.
That's John Walton with the call. Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. We've got the great Chase Tracker at 860 goals now for one Alex Ovechkin.
This only deserves a minute of attention.
All right.
But since we've spent a lot of time talking about Cakes in the past being a Bilal Coulibaly guy.
Yep. That's my guy.
It's kind of noticed this is his last four games
he might
points.
Be better than LeBron James. I just had an epiphany.
He's better.
Just came to me
hey, who would you rather have? Okay. Would you rather have Bilal or.
You can't ask me this question because you know how I'm going to answer. Yeah.
23 points, 17, 27, and 22. That's a nice little run over a four game stretch. He's averaging 18.8 points per game on the season.
Yeah, Bilal or Jokic.
I don't know. It's going to be tough to make a decision over here.
They did lose in Mexico against Miami.
Yeah.
It was tight. Was it tight? Oh, no,
I don't think it was that close of a game.
No, I was thinking
118 to 98 is tight.
No, I must have been thinking about another game.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Bilal continues to impress. He was 8 for 12 in the game. So
excellent.
Just something to pay attention to is the future.
Oh, I'm paying attention. There's a lot of attention paying going on.
BT Dubs, they play tonight. They play at home against Steph Curry.
Ooh.
They've been off to a good start.
They're 5-1. State. Yeah. So they're in town. So, and then I think the Caps don't play until Wednesday. But the Wiz hosts the Warriors tonight. It's a full load of NBA games tonight.
I was talking to Jason before the show about his Hokies. Good friends are Hokies grads, and mm-hmm. they were just there like, what was Coach Pry doing at the end of the regulation, sitting on three timeouts, just playing for overtime?
He was playing
like
for overtime.
They really didn't understand. Like, why wouldn't you at least take a shot?
How big of a lead did they have in the fourth quarter?
Well, they were up 18 in midway through the third. They had, I don't know, might have been up 4 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. I'm just thinking third quarter because I only was.
With 7 minutes left in the third quarter, they had an 18-point lead.
Yeah. I was only paying attention because I have Syracuse's quarterback on my college fantasy team.
McCord?
Yes.
Kyle McCord. Yeah. Who threw 3 pick sixes the week before in the first half.
Mm.
It was a really bad loss. It was, it's one of those embarrassing, inexcusable losses when you're dominating a team in their house the way they were for, you know, for 2.5 quarters, and you get outscored 35 to, I think, 17 in the second half.
Hmm. That's a tough one.
Yeah. Right, so that's one of those losses. It's just typical of the Hokie season. They've had disappointing losses. You know, the loss in Miami, horrible luck, and you could say, you know, they got bunged and bad officiating there. But I think the majority of the season for some of these losses, you have to look squarely at the coaching because of the decisions that have been made or lack thereof.
A lot of people were sending mean tweets about Coach Pry. Back to the Commanders.
Oh, by the way, it didn't help that we played without our starting quarterback and our starting running back.
That didn't matter,
really, because they put up 500 yards of offense and scored 31.
Right.
It was the defensive collapse, but it certainly didn't help.
Back to the Commanders. So the next two games are Pittsburgh and Philly.
Mm-hmm.
These are going to be true tests. We talked about a measuring stick game a few weeks ago when they faced the Ravens. Now you're at 7-2. Weeks ago, when we were looking at the schedule, EB was like, you know, you can make an argument they can get to 7-2. Well, damn well they got to 7-2.
Thank you.
All right.
Back patting.
Now they face.
Called that. I mean, I just called it.
You didn't really call it because it was a conditional call. So that's a classic EB. He's like, could, possible.
My man.
It's not really calling it when he didn't say they will be 7-2.
I just thought it was very, very possible.
Yeah. Anyway, they're 7-2, first time since 1996. Now they're going to face two really tough opponents. And the Steelers coming off a bye. We mentioned Tomlin's mm-hmm. record coming off a bye. Steelers team that's has a really, really strong defense.
What did we say he has? 11-4 out of a mm-hmm. bye? Yeah, it's scary.
Offense seemingly improved with Russell Wilson under center, throwing his deep shots. George Pickens' life got a good running game. And then you face an Eagles team that, you know, a month ago people were saying, oh, Nick Sirianni should be fired. They're not any good, and all they've done is win since then. Saquon Barkley hurtling over people backwards.
Yeah, but maybe you get lucky and get them without A.J. Brown, depending on his knee injury and how that plays out.
How important is it to beat these two teams?
Well, I don't know how you guys feel.
I mean, you could lose, you're still 7-4, good shape.
I don't think that the Steeler game is as big as the Eagle game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the Eagles game is bigger because it's a division game.
It's a division/conference game.
That game worries me more because it's on a short week.
Yeah.
They had to play at Philly on Thursday night after facing the Steelers. Like, that's a tough one.
I don't know how easy it would
tough
be,
turnaround.
But we should try and get Herb Street on before that Eagle game. He'll be calling the Eagle game.
Okay.
Correct, Drabby?
Does he like Amazon radio?
Are those guys easy to get? I don't even know if you've tried to get those Amazon guys.
But we'll try.
Yeah. Huh. So for me, the Eagle game is bigger just strictly because it's a division game.
I just want to win one of the two. I don't really care.
Pittsburgh. I feel like if you get a split out of those two, that's a pretty good result.
Yeah, if we win one of the two, I'd rather win the Philly game of the two. But
it looks like Tomlin in his career as an underdog is 44-40.
Okay, so 500-ish.
Yeah, but as an underdog, that's pretty good. It's pretty dang good to be over 500.
Are you
500.
Sure they're going
to
be the underdog?
Yeah, the opening line is -2.5. Two Commanders.
Yes.
I think we should be favored. We're at home. I think we have
undefeated at home.
the best offensive player on the field.
What are the Steelers on the road this year?
Steelers are 3-1 away from
3-1
Acrisure Stadium.
Now they haven't played a tough schedule. We kind of already went through that, but
I guess you could say the same about us.
Here's the way I look at it, though. I feel like the Commanders are a good team. So even if they lose their next two, which yes, you want to win one out of two, you want to win both, but I wouldn't feel like all of a sudden, oh, they're not really any good. They've just been beating up on inferior opponents like the Giants.
If they had lost to the Giants yesterday, it was going to, even though it's a division rival and everything, it was going to take a little luster off. You know what I mean? It would take a little shine off the
I've seen enough to believe they're a good team. Now, how good are they? Like right now, they're the two seed in the NFC. I don't know if they'll stay the two seed. I don't know if they'll win the division. But I've been saying this for weeks. I feel like Detroit's the best. Everybody else, you know, fighting for number two.
I like how this quarter of the season is shaping up after the Eagles game. Because then you get 10 days of rest, take on the Cowboys here, and then you host the Titans heading into the bye.
That's like, a nice two-game stretch.
That's a nice, like, you get extra rest after the Eagles game. You get the Cowboys here. Hopefully they're spiraling further out of control week after week. So right. They got a split in those first two, 3 or 4 at home before the bye. That's a good stretch.
That's a late bye.
It is a late bye for them week 14.
14?
Yeah.
Maybe they shouldn't have given Rain Dakota that big bag of money.
Yeah, well, it's kind of what you're forced to do. You know what? You can say the same thing about Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Did you see the bad pick he threw at the end of the game yesterday? They're driving to go on top of Philly.
Yeah.
Just throws a mind-numbing interception, kind of like Sam Darnold's first pick yesterday.
Flacco
like right
had one
zone.
Last night, too. Where Flacco made a great pass on the sideline. The next pass, I don't know if it was an underthrow.
Yeah.
I was like, what kind of interception is that? I mean, sometimes you see interceptions in the NFL, they're mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Let's go to Dave in Waldorf. Dave, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Junkies. What up, dog?
Hello,
what
Dave.
Yeah, what up,
man?
Though?
You know what's up, Lurch. I'm talking to you, Lurch. You are our biggest hater.
I am
our biggest fan,
God.
All at the same time.
I am not a hater. I'm not a hater.
We love you, though, Lurch. You know we love
you. Why am I a hater? I don't get it.
Bro, because just how you talk down on us, man. Like, Cakes is talking some good stuff, and then you just sit there and just discredit what Cakes is saying.
Well, hold on, Dave.
Yeah, stop discrediting
me, man. So do you agree that Jaden Daniels is a better overall quarterback than Patrick Mahomes now?
He's going to say yes.
That's
what
right
you're saying.
Now, yes. Right now, yes, bro. I looked at the stats, and as of right now.
So you agree with Cakes statistically, yes, which I agree with. He's having a better year statistically, but. Who would you have more confidence in going into the playoffs, a rookie quarterback or Patrick Mahomes?
All right, so listen, I call for another reason.
He doesn't want to answer that.
Come on, man. You're hanging me out to dry, Dave.
You got him. All right, what else did you call for?
What's
up? You got me. But listen, I really want to call folks and just give everybody a friendly reminder that the playoffs – are coming to Landover. I'm going to call you guys every week and remind you that. I want you to know that the next couple of weeks will really determine where we stand as a team. Okay, we got Pittsburgh. Nobody's scared of Pittsburgh, man. We can beat Pittsburgh. Out of those teams, I'm worried about Philly. So the next three games, even if we go 1-2, that's 8-4. So we got enough wiggle room to make a little bit of error. But really, I think we need to be talking about awards on this season. We really need to be talking about Dan Quinn, coach of the year. We really need to be talking about, of course, JD5 is rookie of the year, but why we can't put him in the MVP race? Because as right now, the only quarterbacks that's better than him is Jared Goff and Lamar Jackson. Yeah, Burrow, he's okay, but look at the team, overall team.
What about Josh
right
Allen?
Now, yes, JD5 is top 5 quarterback in the NFL right now. Yes, Kicks is correct. So I just want everyone to remember that the playoffs will come to Landover. We have the better quarterback, and I feel confident in our team, Lurch. So stop hating on us. Give us our credit, bro. We have not seen this type of substance since 1996, bro. 7-2, 1996. So give us our credit where it's due.
I think it's great that they're 7-2. I'm just trying to talk some common sense into Cakes' brain over there.
My brain doesn't want to hear it.
Which is very difficult sometimes.
My brain doesn't like common sense.
But it doesn't mean I don't think they're having a great season. They're having a great season compared to what they usually have.
Drabs a genius. Because the target was on him.
Yeah.
And then about special. Now it's all focused on Jason because he's not kissing the Jaden Daniels ring.
You got to kiss the ring or you're out of the club.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's nuts.
It's okay to have different opinions. It's okay to think
apparently it's not.
It's okay to think the guy 18th in touchdown passes isn't quite a top five QB. And let's see where it goes. He's doing some amazing things. There's also things you can get a little better at. Everyone can be happy.
I'd look.
Don't forget his rushing.
There's a long way to go.
You're forgetting. There's a lot of forgetting going on over 35 there.
35 yards yesterday.
Oh, he's on pace for 900 and about 7 or 8 it's rushing scores.
Okay, but you would have said Jalen Hurts had 15 rushing touchdowns last year. And
fantastic year.
There's no way you'd say, I like Jalen Hurts better than Patrick Mahomes.
I might have for not 1 year.
Hey, statistically, Cakes, this is going to really... Statistically, if I put a side-by-side player A, unnamed, and player B, you're going to pick the better guy?
Yeah, throw one out there.
I'm going to do it during the break. I have somebody in mind.
Okay,
do that's it now.
I'll pick the better guy. No, because I don't have the numbers in front of me.
I'm not worried about...
And I'll include the rushing.
I'm not worried about these guys. All I care about is Jaden versus Patrick.
Right.
But I'll participate in your little reindeer games.
All right, we'll do that next here on the Junkies. Told you we're going to hook you with some prizes throughout the show. Right now, caller number 10, hook you up with a $100 gift card courtesy of Metropolitan Hospitality Group. That's good at any of their restaurants, Open Road, Circa, Heirloom, Salt Trio, or El Bebe. All you have to do is give us a call at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines and be caller number 10.
Let me just say this before you do your little quiz or whatever, your
Uh-oh.
Player A versus player B. It does not affect my stats as far as Jaden Daniels re Patrick Mahomes.
The results are moot.
That's my disclaimer.
Gotcha.
Second disclaimer is that show on Apple TV Plus is very good. I've watched 2 episodes.
Which show?
Disclaimer is the name of it. And Kevin talked about it a few weeks ago.
British accents, though, always throw me a little bit.
There are a lot of British accents because it takes place, I believe, in London. So that's but it's very good.
Why haven't you watched Special Ops Lioness yet in season 2?
I don't know.
It's right up your alley.
I probably should.
It's squarely up your alley.
I probably should do that.
Because season 2 started already in November.
I will take that under consideration.
It's on Paramount.
Got it.
All right, before we get to the side-by-side player A versus player B comparison, time for the Honda Huddle, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealer. Contact them for a great deal today.
I also reserve the right to not answer if I feel like it incriminates my position and my stance. There you have it.
I can almost guarantee you the guy with the worst stats is probably the best pick.
Of course. I mean, could he be more transparent?
but he's just trying to prove a point.
Yeah.
You might be surprised.
Okay.
Honda Huddle has to do with Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday on that game-tying throw, it was 11.82 seconds before he released the ball, the second longest time to throw any touchdown pass since 2016. That's when Next Gen Stats started keeping that statistic. Of course, you remember who number one is, right?
Jaden Daniels.
Because
he had 12.7 seconds to throw it, which is crazy.
And Drake May, at that point, looked really good. Like his line, like he made that spectacular play. Yep. Everybody's saying, well, that's why you go from Jacoby Brissett to Drake May. Mm-hmm. And then, to their credit, the Titans had the ball for, 8 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
And they settled for a field goal, but in overtime rules now, you get your fair ups. And the Patriots got it, and then he tried to force, a 70-yard bomb.
Yeah, he did.
Into double coverage, and he threw a pick.
Yep.
But he had all that time. All right, do you want the player A versus player
B?
By the
way, since Cakes loves rushing, he did lead the team in rushing. He had 95 yards rushing.
It's pretty good.
The rest of the running backs had a total of 16.
Mm-hmm. So now these are projected numbers. So I just took Jaden's numbers, and then I divided them by 9, and then I multiplied that times 17.
Okay.
To come up with his season totals.
All right.
So this is what Jaden Daniels is projected to finish with this season.
Mm-hmm.
He's projected to finish with 17 touchdown passes.
Yep.
8 rushing.
25 total.
25 total with only 4 interceptions.
Right.
He's projected to throw for 3,600 yards, 3,673 if you want to be exact, and 867 yards.
Rushing.
Yeah.
Yep.
I botched this because I just told you that that was Jaden Daniels.
That's a great year.
I mean, what are you doing over
so
here?
So here's the other player. Just tell me what you think of this other player.
Yes.
He's projected to have 20 touchdown passes, 5 interceptions, 7 rushing. So that would be 27 total. 815 yards rushing. So that's slightly less than Jaden. And 3,200 yards passing. That's 400 yards less than Jaden.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Pretty similar numbers, though, right?
I mean, Jaden beats him across the board, but sure.
He doesn't beat him across the board. The other guy has more touchdown
passes
and has more total touchdowns.
Okay. All right.
He has only 40 less yards rushing, and he does have 473 yards less passing, but he also has less games. His name was Robert Griffin III.
Okay, what does that have to do
with... I knew RG3 was coming back
what
up.
What does that have to do with anything? We're bringing up RG3 from 12 years ago.
That Jaden Daniels' numbers may not actually
doesn't move me.
May not eclipse RG3's rookie season.
Worst argument ever.
You see, you got the face. I told you.
No, just that, like, he thought he was going to sway me or move me off my...
I'm trying to move you.
I'm more resolute than ever.
He did kind of botch it. He did kind of botch it by telling you the first one was Jaden.
But also, I'm not trying to move you. I'm just... make it a point, like, Jaden is having a very good year.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, yes, he's special. But.
Thank you.
Drab also makes a good point. I think Drab also makes a good point when you look at where is he ranked in total touchdowns? Where is he ranked in some of these things? Like, we're elevating him to Patrick Mahomes status is where you elevated him.
I actually elevated him above it.
He'd rather have it.
He's on pace for 17 touchdown passes. All right, and you can toss in the 8 rushing. That's still only 25 total.
There's no toss in. The 8 rushes are built in. You're minimizing his rushing performance.
No, I'm going to give it to you.
Yes, you are.
My point is,
I mean, just the way you framed, you said, we'll toss it in. Like it's an option. Not an option. Okay. Like it's actually part of his numbers.
Those count for 5, not 6.
I agree. They're 25 touchdowns. You realize Baker already has 21.
That's fine.
So he's projected to have 25 on a season. Baker's got 21.
For like 7 years.
See, I think
this is a rookie with an under-talented receiving core.
Right? I win this just because I'm doing it on the eye test.
The tingle test.
Huh?
Tingle test.
Yeah, I just look
not
at it
the
and
statistical
I go,
test.
That kid's special. But I agree, he didn't have the extraordinary numbers yet, but I can already see special.
Yeah, and part of that, in case hates to say, is part of it is winning. Winning's a big deal.
Winning matters.
Yeah, I minimize that. I minimize winning that matters. Like you minimize rushing production.
I don't minimize rushing production.
You kind of do.
Cakes doesn't care about the win.
I just forgot to add it.
And remember, anytime you make an RG3 comparison, it's a joke because he has that little tiny toolbox that you get at the Micro Center.
Yeah, to fix eyeglasses.
And he has that big ass red one that you see on the car shows.
Yeah. Yes.
Remember, Chris Rodriguez
I've never heard that before.
Chris Rodriguez joins Grand Danny at 3 p.m. We're out of here. B. Mitch and Finley up next.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.